As you look in the Word of God, studying the Scriptures, the glory of God, His presence, increases. Join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim for today's Believer's Voice of Victory and learn how Christ in you, the hope of glory, is vital to your success.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Billy's back today with some more interesting, wonderful news about the day we live in and how to live it. Hallelujah. So don't miss any of the broadcast. Billy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Gloria. And our subject is the glorious church.
The glorious church.
And our key scripture is in the book of Ephesians 5, verse 25. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her.
Yes.
With the washing of water by the word, that he might present her
Hallelujah.
To himself
Thank
a
Lord.
Glorious church.
Oh, yes, Lord. That's what we
Not
want.
Not a church that's hiding in a cave somewhere, barely making it, you know, like a little worm. No. He's the most glorious bridegroom ever there was, and he's coming for a glorious bride.
Amen.
That
Hallelujah.
He might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Praise God.
And so that's what we're talking about. We've been talking about the glory of God. We've traced the glory of God all down through the Bible, really. And we'll be doing it. You should listen more. You can go on Roku. You can go on KCM.org.
Yes.
And you can find these and catch up to where we are, because we're really quite a ways along in our study. I'm going to give you a word that came a year ago, exactly, in October. And it came through me. You have come to the time now for the lightning and the glory
yes.
of the unseen to be manifest to
Praise
you.
God.
That means you can see it. You have come to the time when
we
the things
it.
Of earth are growing dimmer. Earth's magnetism will soon release you. The gravitational hold will be taken away. But until that day, degree by degree, step by step,
Praise God.
More and more the glory
yes,
will shine
Lord.
Through you.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, degrees of glory,
degrees.
The measure of glory, how it moves by degree from glory to glory, like
yes.
the Bible says.
Yeah.
Your eyes will see even more than you've seen before, and that more, more, more that you cry for will come unto you. Things you grasp, you'll let go of. Grudges you've held will hold you no more. Fires of lust
Freedom.
Will hold you no
Freedom.
More.
Freedom.
Freedom will ring within your soul, even as now it does in your spirit.
Praise
See, your spirit,
God.
You're a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Your spirit's free. But that enemy will try through your mind, your emotions.
Sidetrack you.
He'll try to hold you still captive. So I'm going to read that line again. Freedom will ring within your soul, even as now it does in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Free, free, free
Praise
shall
God.
My bride
yes.
be.
Yes, oh yes, Lord.
And the manifestation of me shall show up on your face.
Hallelujah.
And the glory and the grace in every place you go. Mm-hmm. We're going to manifest the glory, Gloria, before we go.
Praise God.
I've heard Brother Hagin prophesy that so many times, that our faces will shine with the glory of God, because he's in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Sign.
Yes. And then as he grows degree by degree by degree by degree and takes over your outer man, then the world will see the manifestation of the sons of God.
Praise
Back
God.
To the word.
Yes, that's right.
The time has come, and that you know, but this isn't the whole of it. This isn't the all.
Mm.
You really are barely beginning.
Praise God.
But steps and degrees will increase quickly.
Quickly. I like quickly. Glory to God.
And the master will become everything
yes,
to you.
God. That's an awesome word, isn't it?
The master will become everything to you. It's like that old song, Gloria. The things of earth
shall grow
will grow strangely dim
yes.
in the light of His glory and grace.
Everything to you. That's a good word for us.
You know?
Oh.
And we're the bride.
Yeah.
And a bride that's really in love with her husband. She just can't wait till that wedding day. Her thoughts are all on it. Preparation. Even in the Word of God, it says, and the bride hath made herself ready.
Yes, that's right.
So that's why we're giving ourselves to what the hope, what the Word says about the glory. Because it's supposed to be a glorious church.
Glorious church.
So we're looking at what the Word says. You always, about anything in life, you should think, what does the Word say on that?
That's right. Yep.
You shouldn't think, oh, brother and so-and-so, he's bad, mean, and so da-da-da-da. You don't supposed to look at brother so-and-so. You're supposed to look, what does the Word say?
That's right. Amen.
Let's say brother so-and-so, this preacher died young. Well, I don't know about divine healing. That preacher, really good, nice, sweet brother, he died young. You don't ever look at other people.
No.
To find out anything. You don't stop going to church because of other people. You think first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Pay attention to my Word.
Yes, that's right.
And what it says. So we're looking at what God's Word says about the glory. If we're going to be the glorious church, yep. We're going to be manifesting God's glory. What is God's glory? Well, it's the presence of God.
Of Himself.
It's Himself. It's the presence of God manifested.
Yes.
So you could see it. In the Old Testament, we went over it last week. It would be like a smoke, like a fire, like a cloud. But you can see it. And Moses' face shone.
Yes, it did.
With it. And so the Bible says ours will too. Bless God.
Hallelujah.
So, we're going to look at what the Word says about the glory of God in a believer, in a new creation. There are three groups of people in the earth, the Jews, the nations, and the church. And we're in the third group. And it says about that third group, it tells us things. Now, here's the Jews and the Gentiles in the Old Testament. Now, here comes Jesus. He dies on the cross. He sheds His blood. And now, any person, any Jew, any Gentile, you only have to believe one thing, that God raised Jesus from the dead. You don't have to believe in divine healing, tongues, nothing. You just have to believe Jesus died for your sins and God raised Him. And then, if you confess
it. I believe it.
Yes, ma'am. And if you believe it in your heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you say it with your mouth, you're born again.
Confession is made unto salvation.
Yes. That's exactly right, Gloria. Confession is made unto salvation.
Oh, yes.
So you did it. I remember. What'd you say to Him now?
Well, I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to say, but here's what I said. I said, take my life and do something with it, Lord. I never dreamed this would be it, but that's
no,
what I said.
No, you become shy in a way.
And I'm so glad I did.
You're so glad you did. You said, be my Lord.
Yeah.
You said, do something with me. Yeah. I give my life to you to do something with.
That's right.
And He knows what to do with every life. So when you do that.
He's got a plan for everybody.
He does. And it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Mm-hmm. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And 1 Thessalonians tells us you are a spirit.
Yeah.
You have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and you live in a body, but you are a spirit. The Bible talks about the inner man and the outward man. And when you're born again in that inner man, everything becomes new the minute.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost kills you, really. Kills that old man. He's gone.
Replaces Him.
And you get the life of God, the seed of God. You're born.
A new creation, the Bible
says. A new creation right here. And some translation said a new species, something that never, ever was before. I don't like people. I used to be a Gentile, but I'm not anymore. I was in a church service once, and the pastor said, everybody who's Gentiles, raise your hand. I didn't raise my hand. I sit on them. He kept saying, if you're a Gentile, raise your hand. I'm not one. I wouldn't do it. I can't go against a word.
You don't want to lie in church.
I don't want to lie in church.
No.
I used to be one, but I ain't no more.
That's right.
I'm in that third group. I'm a brand new creation.
Amen.
Now we're going to look at what happens to you as a brand new creation. And we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And I did print it out over here, Gloria, but I'm going to look kind of back and forth between my Bible and between it, because I got notes inside and everything in my Bible. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Mm-hmm. Now, the New Testament tells us that we're born again by the gospel of grace. God's grace. It's just like a big old ocean
favor,
up there of grace.
The favor of
goodness.
God.
But it's got to get to you through faith. By grace through faith. Mm-hmm. So you exercise faith in the grace of God. And that's the good news, the gospel of grace.
That's right.
But Satan, he doesn't want people to know about it. He wants them to think they got to work themselves and religion's no fun, and why not just forget it? So he hides it. He has blinding tactics. It says here in verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So I know you all know people that are not believers. It's hidden to them. They don't see it. They don't even see why you see it.
That's right.
Why don't they see it? Because the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest something would happen. The light of the what? Glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
The gospel full of glory.
Exactly. Exactly, Glow.
Hallelujah.
What a great name you've got, Gloria.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. But think about it. If you're going to be a glorious church, it's going to take the gospel of glory to get you into it.
That's right.
And it's called the gospel of glory. Remember we studied how man fell from the glory?
Yeah.
But God then has sent the Lord of glory. Oh, we went into this detail last week. You've got to go back and get it. He sent the Lord of glory that we could be lifted back up into the presence of His glory. And it wouldn't kill us.
It's an awesome plan.
It's an awesome plan.
Hallelujah.
I think this Bible is a story of the glory.
Yes, it is.
So He's got these people blinded like a hammerlock on them, because He doesn't want them to find out they can move into the glory
that they're
world.
Free from Him.
Yes. He does not want the light of the gospel, the glorious gospel. Now, that's important. God doesn't put extra words in the Bible.
Right.
It's the glorious gospel of the Anointed One, who is the image of God. Remember that. Now, He's the image of God, Jesus, should shine unto them.
Praise God.
Verse 6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus
Christ.
Praise God. Now, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, that's a reference to Genesis 1, 2. God said to that dark, dank world that it had become after Satan fell, light be.
Yes.
And that same God, in the dark little spirits that are dead to God, He wants to say, light be, and shine unto them, and give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God and the whole great plan of the
Praise
glory
God.
Of God to give you right and access back into God's presence. And you'd be a part of the glorious church.
Yes, amen.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
It's our choice.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So when you got born again, you got God starts giving you light on the glory. Right. This is not a side issue in the church. This is not a side issue in the Bible.
No. That's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. It's the story of the glory. So He wants to say, when you got born again down there at the altar or wherever you were watching television, like Jesse was watching Billy Graham, whatever, He said, light be. And suddenly, Jesse, I'm thinking about Jesse this morning, Jesse Duplantis, the light started shining. And what light? On the glory
Praise
of
God.
Now, we've been talking about the mystery of the church. How it was hidden from ages and generations. Old Testament, no. The New Testament church is not a fulfillment of prophecy. It was a mystery. It's hidden. So, now here is, succinctly, Colossians 1:26, that mystery. Many places it talks about it in the New Testament, in the letters. All the Bible's for the church, but not all the Bible's about the church. The Bible about the church is the New Testament letters. So in the New Testament letters, after Paul got the revelation of the mystery, here it is succinctly. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now it's made manifest. Paul got this revelation after 17 years of being, we went into that, being aside. God gave him the revelation. Mm-hmm. And here's the mystery. To whom, Colossians 1:27, God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, here's the mystery of the church.
Yes.
Really succinctly.
Hallelujah.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Think about it.
Hope of the manifest presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And now we turn back a page and we see how this works. He comes, Christ in you. He's your hope of glory, and he comes by degree. When you're born again, you have all the glory you can tolerate at that moment. Any more might kill your flesh. But you've got a degree of the glory of God in you. Now that is supposed to increase until it takes you over. And we turn back a page in my Bible, and we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and it talks about some people who, when they read the Bible, they got a veil on their face. But it says here in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all, with an open face, we don't have a veil over us.
No.
After you got born again. We all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass, that means mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, we all, see, and what's it talking about? Looking in the Word. Some people have a veil over their heads when they look in the Word. Everybody does.
Blinded eyes.
They don't have it. They can't mm-hmm. see it clearly. But once you get born again, you don't have that veil anymore. And you look in the Word. We all with an open face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When you're born again, you have all the glory you can stand. You look in the Word and you look for the glory of God, and the Holy Ghost is working on you, and He's changing you from one degree of glory. You can have more and more and more of the presence of God, the power of God manifested in you. But you got to look in the Word. Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Here it is in the Amplified. Whenever a person turns in repentance to the Lord, the veil is stripped off and taken away. And all of us with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of God, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory
Praise
to another.
God. Hallelujah.
For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
As we continue to behold in the Word of God,
in the Word
changed.
Of God, He changes. The Holy Ghost changes you.
Yes.
It's His job to change you.
If you don't continue,
you're not getting changed. It's your job to go in the Word and look for the glory of God.
Praise God.
I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin, you know, in 1970. I started working for him. He's a great man of God, man of great faith and great love and great power.
Yes, he was.
And I was the editor of publications, and he'd be out on a crusade somewhere, and I needed to talk to him about something I'm going to put in the Word of Faith or in a book. So I would say, when Brother Hagin comes home, I need to talk to him. And he'd walk in the office, and I'd get tongue-tied. I couldn't even say what I needed to ask him about.
He didn't help you either.
And he stood there.
Talk.
No, you know, Brother Hagin. And so he'd just stand there, you know, and I was bum-fuzzled. I felt like God walked in the room. So I would beat myself up. I'd say, Billy Brim, you know that that man is not God. Why are you acting like that? So years later, when God could tell me and teach me, He said, this is the plan. You get the glory of God. You look in the Word of God. The Holy Ghost changes you. And then the glory increases. The glory, degree by degree.
Yeah.
The glory of God is the presence of God manifested.
You grow up.
Uh-huh. He said, Brother Hagin and some of the other people have yielded to the plan. And so it is God you sense. It's God in them.
Yeah.
The glory, the presence of God. No, they're not God, but the presence in God. They're more and more and more to the image of Jesus.
They're indwelt by Him.
Yeah. And He's risen degree by degree by degree upon them. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
So then later I met other people, the same thing.
We grow up and
increase. The glory, the presence increases on you.
And we don't ever quit growing up.
Till we're into the very image of the Master.
Praise God. Yes. The very image, His very own image, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are constantly being transfigured into His very own image. Now, as we get born again, we begin to learn what the Bible teaches and obey it and accept it and say it, confess it, we begin to grow up spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this is talking about. Mm-hmm. We're transformed. And we don't ever quit growing.
Mm-hmm.
No. We may not ever quit growing after we go to heaven.
I think you're probably right about that, Glo.
But we know we don't quit growing down here. So mm-hmm. we stay in the Word. We get in a good church or under a good teacher that teaches the Word of God. Not just ideas, but the Word of God.
Right.
And we're changed. We're continually changed. Glory to God. Billy and I'll be right back.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you. What is the glory of God? It is the manifest presence of God for your daily life. It strengthens your relationship with God and makes His goodness real to you. Experience God's presence like never before with the Glory Package. Kenneth Hagin provides a clear picture of God's glory and shares his personal experiences in the CD teaching, The Glory of God. God is a God of glory. Now is the time for His signs and wonders to be seen. Discover the truth about the connection between the blood of Jesus and God's glory in Billy Brim's book, The Blood and the Glory. Overcome the enemy and be protected by the blood of Jesus. Live in the power of the Holy Spirit and be covered in the glory of God. How to Walk in Love, a CD teaching by Billy Brim, reveals that the greater your love walk, the more God's glory will increase in your life. Now is the time for you to live in the glory.
Experience God's glory in your life today. Request your copy of the Glory Package for only $15.99 by calling 800-600-7395, or you can go online at kcm.org/TV special. Prepare to experience God's glory as never before. Learn the importance of depending on the blood of Jesus in your daily walk with God. Request your copy of the Glory Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today.
The glory of God is a manifested presence of God. That means it can be seen or it can be felt. You know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to begin seeing glory in our lives more and more and more, I believe, because mm-hmm. of words we've heard, because of what the Bible teaches. It'll be a sign for all to see that Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Signs and wonders. Don't you expect signs
amen,
and wonders?
Amen, amen, amen.
And Billy's got some things to help us grow up.
Sure. Now, I want to give a little attention to this CD.
Okay.
It's How to Walk in Love.
Oh, that's key.
Gloria, it is the key to everything because it's the one law that the church has. The glory of God is going to... Faith works by love. The glory of God is going to be increasing in you in direct proportion to how you walk in love. Because John G. Lake said, the glory of God is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. That's why, after they fell in the Old Testament, they couldn't go in the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest once a year, and boy, he has got to take precautions
right.
or he'd be dead.
That's right.
And so the glory of God, for you to increase that amount that's in you, you must walk in love.
Yeah.
Well, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of glory, Romans 5:5. But that love, which is in your heart, needs to work its way out and dominate you.
Into your words, into
yes.
your thinking.
How do you do it? I'm telling you right now, I learned from the best, who's Kenneth Hagin. And I and Brother Copeland is, of course, great on this too. And then I did this, and it's exactly how I learned to walk in love and really saved my marriage. It made it so much better. And then you can walk in love, you can walk in the glory. This is Brother Hagin's teaching from long ago when God told him, if this is a CD, to walk in love. Now, I need to look up all the scriptures on glory. And then this is my book on the blood and the glory, which tells about what I learned about the glory of God and also the keeping power of the blood.
We'll enjoy that. Let's pray. Father, we pray for every person listening today, including ourselves, Lord, for greater revelation of walking in love.
Amen.
Show us if we're missing it, if we need to change things. Show us, because it's our will to walk in love. We want to walk in the fullness of your glory, the fullness of your power. And we give you all the praise. And we pray for every person watching that the healing anointing right now would flow into those who are sick or need healing in any way. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has offices around the world. We're here to minister. We're here and there to minister the word to you. Every office is part of our KCM family, ready to serve you, help you grow spiritually. Call your local one, write. We'll help you. People will help you. We love you. Our people love our partners, and Ken and I and our whole staff pray for you every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria and Billy reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in the Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And in 2018, April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.